I would love to see a little love to see a little rivalry between the boys. I think both of those guys are going to make Super Bowls, and I would love to see a Super Bowl between Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix at some point.
Right in the bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to episode 5 of the Right of the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
Yeah, you can.
Caleb, you excited? Because I know I'm excited.
Dude, I am really excited for this one. I'm more excited than most.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, because this is going to be a really special episode. We got a big announcement coming up. We got a guest on this episode, guys. But we'll learn about that in a little bit. Real quick, let's just knock out the sports news real quick, this MLB news, because our guest doesn't really know much about baseball. He's kind of a loser, and so we'll just get into this, and we'll get through this real quick. That way we can get to the fun stuff with our guest.
Yeah, we can. So,
real quick, I said it last week. Pitchers and catchers reported last week. We're super excited because baseball is coming back this week. The entire rosters will be there. So pitchers and catchers and all of the hitters will be there this week. That means baseball's coming back. We have 6 weeks till opening day, Caleb.
Six weeks?
I know, man. I'm super excited. Baseball's my sport, man. I'm hyped about it.
I know. My sport's over, dude. Boo-hoo.
Yeah. So only one team has had the full squad report so far, and that was the Cubs. But everyone else is reporting this week. So we're going to get a lot of news. We're going to get a lot of baseball. And so that's what we'll be talking for the next little bit.
Yeah, we will.
Also, one more piece of baseball news before we introduce our guest. Alex Bregman, 2017 World Series champion with the Astros, been with them forever, has signed a 3-year deal with the Boston Red Sox for $120 million with opt-outs after both of the first 2 years.
Boy, about to cash out.
He is about to cash out.
He has those first 2 years, and then he's stuck, dude.
Well, for that third year.
Oh.
It's only a 3-year contract. But yeah, man. So he cashes out with that $120 million contract. Yeah, but he's a cheater. I don't like Bregman. He was on that 2017 cheating Astros team. And so, as I said on the about the Hall of Fame, go screw yourself.
No, you said go. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to edit, dude. That. I don't want to edit.
But you said that. Anyways, we just wanted to get that news out of the way because we have a very special guest on this podcast.
Yeah,
with
we
us.
Do.
This week, we have Eli Ray on the podcast with us. Eli, how you doing, bud?
I'm chill, bro. What's up, boys?
What's up, brother?
Yo, what's up, bro?
Eli is a friend of ours. He lives down in San Diego. He's a 5-star lacrosse recruit. Is that correct? Where are you committed to for lacrosse?
Manhattan.
Manhattan. So he's a dog, honestly.
Ironic, because we in the Bronx, in the projects, but...
In the projects? I thought the projects were in Washington.
Oh, am I stupid?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. You just look like a dumbass off rip.
So, yeah, exactly. But welcome, sure. Eli. We're happy to have you, bruh.
We are super excited. It's our first episode with a guest on the podcast.
Let's go.
I'm super hyped.
Yes, first episode with a guest, and we couldn't have picked anybody. We could have picked anybody. And we went for the bottom of the totem pole. We got Eli Ray.
Yeah, we low-key lowballing all you boys.
We picked a player of a sport that nobody has any idea what it is.
Jacob, chill out on me, gang. Let's go.
Yeah. But that's why we have you here today. It's because we don't know what lacrosse is, and we want to learn. This is a sports podcast. We want to know all sports. So I know Caleb has a little bit of setup for the lacrosse segment. So Caleb, you want to take over? You be the notebook guy for this next
segment. I'm the notebook guy for a little bit. So look, guys, I don't want you to expect a cool, like, thought out bit like Jacob does. Okay, I'm all about things being natural. Okay, so we're gonna keep it natural
dudes,
here.
Bros yeah. being dudes,
just guys being dudes. That's what this show is. Word. So Eli, for those like me and Jacob, probably most of our listeners, break down lacrosse for us, because I see it as field hockey with balls and shafts.
There's a lot of balls and shafts in there.
No, I mean, okay, so lacrosse dates back all the way to the very, like, before any of us even got here, any of our, like, you know, European dudes or whatever. It was originally started by the Native Americans to simulate war. Yeah, no, I'd say probably combination of, in my opinion, football, hockey, and basketball.
A little bit of soccer.
Somewhat similar positionally to soccer in terms of, like, you have attackmen, where in, like, soccer you'd have your strikers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, your defense, which is, like, your strictly defensive dudes. Then you have, like, midfielders that kind of play back and forth, like, on both sides of the ball.
Right.
But, yeah, goalie, all that stuff. Similar plays. You got pick and rolls, like, similar, like, not statistically, oh, my gosh, strategically to, like, basketball in terms of, like, plays and all that stuff.
Yeah, our listeners know that I know quite a bit about basketball.
He knows jack squat. I have but, to leave.
No,
I have to
honestly,
leave all the basketball conversation.
Yeah, bro, but, like, you got similar like, handles to hockey, physicality of football.
So it's, like, a combination of a bunch of sports.
Yeah, basically. That's what it's, like, that's what it's, like, evolved to.
Okay, so what position do you play?
I play close defense. So I'm on just the defensive side of the ball. I don't really play both sides, but
okay.
Every here and there, transition, if we're, you know, going from, we get a big stop, defensive side, you know, use me kind of on the offensive or whatever, just because I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I can shoot pretty well.
But, attaboy.
Do you know your stats? Do you know how many goals you have? I mean, what are you, a senior in high school? Do you know how many goals you have in high school?
No idea.
No idea.
No idea. I don't
so that
know
means it's too much to count.
No. But but yeah, no, like I got a solid amount, I'd say. Solid
okay.
amount. Yeah, no. Definitely more of, like, a, you know, kind of a stop the ball guy, lockdown. You know, just don't get beat. Kind of name of my game, but yeah.
I like Sweet. That. I like that. I'm with you. So tell us a little bit about your position right now, because you are in a, I will say a globally known high school for lacrosse. You guys ball out every year.
Yeah.
You guys are ranked. You guys win championship after championship. I know you just got there your junior year.
Yeah, I transferred in from Boys Latin. Everybody that doesn't know, boarding school back east. Not really a boarding school, but it's a day school with a boarding program, literally just to bring in, like, lacrosse kids. I was there last half freshman year and then all sophomore year. Freshman year, we were number two in the country. Wasn't a huge fan of the boarding. Came back to California, wanted to go to San Diego. You know, Torrey Pines just really fit the mold for me.
Right.
You know, now we're going for our seventh straight CIF title.
Attaboy.
Wow.
We've been nationally ranked 12 times, I believe. One CIF 11. Yeah, no, I'd say we're pretty legit.
I agree.
That's crazy.
I agree. So you guys are ballers. So tell me what it's kind of been like with your time at Torrey, because you're a senior now, you're going into your senior season. This is it before you transfer D1. So and I, here's the thing, me and Eli have been not even best friends. Me and Eli have been brothers for coming up on 7-8 years now. So I've got to see a lot of his transitions, and it's been fun to watch. Yeah, exactly. So tell us kind of what it's been like, not only for you personally, but kind of what it's been like for your lacrosse career since you've been at Torrey.
Yeah, you know, obviously, like, simple answer has been great, but, you know, honestly, Torrey's done so much for me as a person. Heavy emphasis on, like, the community, like San Diego community. We partner with the Jose Montaño Foundation, which is, like, kid who had cancer and stuff. He was super close with the team or whatever, and they created a
shout out.
After he unfortunately passed away.
Oh, never mind. Oh,
no, wow. Still shout outs, asshole. No,
shout out. He was super close with the team. He was before my time there. So I didn't really get to experience them, but, you know, I've gotten to work with, like, that whole family and stuff. We do a bunch of, like, walks with them and stuff to, like, raise awareness for all that. But, yeah, you know, we try to get at least, I think, like, 6 hours of community service, like, a month, something like that. But, yeah, you know, just they do a great job over there of just not just developing your lacrosse skills, but, you know, like, you're, you know, developing you as a person. So honestly, for me, that's been phenomenal, learning how to work with people, different kinds of people, you know, like, network with all sorts of different people or whatever. Like, I don't know. It's just been a great place for me. Yeah, and obviously some absolutely elite coaches. This year, I think we have upwards of over 15 to maybe. No, we have probably upwards of around 15 D1 kids.
Oh, wow.
This year. So, yeah, they do a phenomenal job of developing every single kid there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, just overall great school, I'd say.
Right.
That's awesome.
Jacob, just to be clear, am I tripping or does he sound like Patrick Mahomes?
No. I'm thinking he sounds like a stereotypical hockey dude from Canada, bro.
No, he sounds like Patty, dude.
He doesn't sound like Kermit the Frog.
Listen to him talk for the rest of the episode. That might, and hear it.
That might be one of the biggest disses I think I've ever gotten.
Just to be clear,
I'm catching strays off shout rip. Out. I'm catching strays off rip here, bro.
Just to be clear, I said shout out because you said a kid with cancer. I did not, and then I took it back when you said that he died because I did have cancer, but I did not die. And so that's why I said that.
Still shouts out that boy, bro.
Yeah, still shouts out that boy. All my cancer warriors, but we'll get into my story in a future episode.
We will. Yeah, and I'm excited for that one because then I'm going to be the full notebook guy for that one. Everybody lock in. So, Eli, kind of last question before we get into our little factor cap with you. What are you most excited for going D1? Not only going D1, but what are you most excited for stepping into your college career and going to a school like Manhattan, dude? What are they, the Jaspers?
Yeah, the Jaspers.
Jaspers, how do you
brother,
feel?
Brother Jasper, that boy, Brother
That's
Jasper.
That's a dumb name, bro.
Oh, my God, Jacob. Why did I come on here, bro?
No, bro.
Why did I come on the pitch? No, I'm playing.
Hey, favorite okay. baseball we love team you, is Eli. Called the Giants, and they are the smallest team on planet Earth. Dude, they suck. Okay, sorry, continue.
I'm sorry, how many wings do the Padres have?
Shut up. Go ahead, Eli.
Exactly. Ooh. Keep running your mouth, Caleb.
Eli's a Padres fan, too, but okay.
Okay, boys, what was the question?
What are you most excited for going into your college career and like specifically that school?
You know, it sounds, I'm just gonna make me kind of sound like a nerd, but the education for me has always been number one. Phenomenal business school. I think we're ranked like right under Yale in terms of your income after graduating and stuff, like where, you know, you're at the, like, you know, the mecca of like finance and that whole business world, like Wall Street's 10 minutes away. Like, you know, why not just take opportunity of that? I think we get like a couple events a year where they bring in like thousands of just like huge corporate, like business dudes, whatever. You just sit there and network. And some of them are like lacrosse team specific. So, you know, just honestly opportunities with that, set myself up for a good life beyond college. But, you know, obviously the opportunity, great to, you know, make a name for myself at a level like that.
Jacob just heard it.
Just hear it.
Oh, he just heard it. He boys, just heard off, the Patty off. Mahomes.
Off, boys.
No, but truly, I am. I am. Like I said, I've known Eli for a very long time, bro. And very, very. I don't like getting sappy, but I am very proud of you, dude. Like, you're gonna be.
Thank you, bro.
I think you're gonna kick ass over there. I know
is that
all
the first
us.
Compliment I've gotten so far on this podcast?
I think so. I called you. No, I called you a baller earlier.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So I'm excited.
That's cool. That wasn't the answer I was expecting. To be honest with you guys, I was expecting, oh, they have a good lacrosse program. That was a really mature answer of you. And honestly, I haven't known you for that long either. But I'm also
I'm
proud of you.
Boys, I'm gonna be straight up with you. Outside of college, them boys ain't getting paid. Them boys ain't getting paid.
For lacrosse
players?
For like pros. But I mean, like, honestly, they're doing a great job of growing the game. We got a new, it used to be Major League Lacrosse. Like, that was kind of like the pro league or whatever. Mm-hmm. Got paid a lot less. Now they're doing they're partnering with like ESPN and like, you know, getting them those games seen, like, you know, on bigger networks, you know, more eyes to the sport, which I think is a great thing.
Right.
I mean, obviously, sports brought me a lot, but I sincerely think it's such a phenomenal sport in terms of just history in our country and, like, you know, all that. Just, you know, I think it's great to get more eyes to it, but yeah, you know, still working on the paychecks, but
right.
You know, a lot of those boys just play it for the love of the sport.
Yeah, for sure. And I've seen a lot of stuff about that new women's lacrosse league too. I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, brand new this year.
I've been seeing a lot of stuff about that. That looks pretty cool.
There's some ballers. I know you guys are not going to know who I'm about to list off, but Charlotte North, absolute dog from Boston College.
Yo, I love Charlotte North. She's a beast.
Nah, anybody watching this, watch some Charlotte North highlights after this. Don't disrespect the women's ballers. They are absolute dogs. But
So to be honest, I didn't do any lacrosse research before this. The only lacrosse research I did was I typed in Eli Way into Google and watched your highlights.
And he's
and
a
was about
baller,
it.
Dude. He's insane.
He is a baller. And honestly, I couldn't find anything until I scrolled a while because there was quite a bit of football highlights for a dude named Eli Way. But that guy was black. You are not black.
I am indeed not black.
Yeah, dude, you're whiter than snow. You're pink.
All right. All right. You want to get into our game, Caleb?
Yeah, let's get into it. So I'm going to test Eli's lacrosse knowledge here. I know we're pretty dumb when it comes to this, but I want to see what Eli's
Eli.
Got. You want to compete against Eli?
These are either about to be absolute lobs or I'm about to look like an idiot here.
There's only three.
Okay.
So we are going to do a little fact or cap, okay? I got this inspiration from the Real Stuff podcast.
Hey,
they have a little game called RS or BS that I listened to one time. That is
was
very
that my
similar.
Episode.
That was your episode. Was RS or BS? So we're gonna do a little factor cap here on lacrosse. We only have three because we have a lot to get into, but I'm excited to see what we got going here. Okay, so number one, lacrosse was created in 1100 AD. Factor cap.
That's fact.
Fact.
That is a fact. Damn.
Let's
wait,
go,
Jacob.
Bro.
Wait, Jacob ties it up.
Bro, I know ball. I know ball.
I was just talking about the Native Americans, bro.
You were, and I'm very proud of you.
The creator's game. The creator's game.
I know ball, and I know you're not smart enough to make something like that up.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Number two. 14 players are allowed on the field at each time for each team.
Okay. That's,
or not cap, for each team. Cap, 14 players allowed on the field at one time.
Cap.
Wait. Are we talking about for each team?
No. Overall.
Oh, wait, yeah, no, that wouldn't even, no.
Okay, how many?
Wait, let me answer first. I'm going to go 16.
Ooh, no,
not 16.
You're wrong.
Oh, dang, I was going to tell you.
Goalie, three defense, three middies, three attack, that's 10, and then
yep.
10 on the other side, 20.
Yep, exactly, so 10 players are allowed in the field. For each team. Atta boy. Good boy. All right. Last one to wrap it up. Okay. Torrey Pines Lacrosse has won 12 CIF championships.
Wait. No.
Oh, he doesn't know.
11.
It is 11. Hey, I tried to throw him off. Okay. Torrey Pines Lacrosse.
Been nationally ranked 12 times. Only. Yes.
But Torrey Pines Lacrosse has won 11 CIF championships.
I was going to say, if I get that one wrong, I am getting my butt ripped when I get back
and so seven of those are the last 7 years?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Damn, that is insane.
For last six, we're going for our seventh this year.
You're going for your seventh this year. You're going to get it.
Yeah, we're going to get it.
Yeah, we're confident in you, Eli.
Thank you, bro.
Big dog.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we're good on lacrosse.
Football.
I know football. We don't know a lot about what I know we didn't learn a lot about lacrosse, but that would take a way longer episode.
Yeah.
I'm telling you boys, tap in.
Yeah, but seriously, I've gotten the chance to go to some of his lacrosse games, and I don't think I've ever been more entertained at a sporting event. Like football,
that's
I love
crazy.
Football, but I go to some like when I've gone to some lacrosse games. Shit gets intense. Like
you were there when I was playing midfield, bro. I was on offense.
I was there when you were on offense, and then we got to go to a college game in Maryland.
Ooh.
That was a good game.
Ooh.
So yeah, I encourage all of you to broaden your horizons and go watch some lacrosse. But now your favorite, my favorite, Eli's favorite, Jacob's second favorite. Let's talk about football, baby.
Football.
Before we get into football, I have another game that I want to play that's also like our fun fact of the week.
Way to screw that one up. Quick. Way to screw up my transition.
Oh,
but yeah,
I'm
sure,
sorry.
Bro.
I'm sorry, bro. But this is like our fun fact for the week. I just don't want to get into the football stuff because we have a lot of football stuff and we'll wrap it up with our start bench cut, which is football. So I just want to get into this fun fact real quick. So our fun fact is also a game. It's two truths and a lie.
Ooh.
So you guys both know the games?
Yeah.
The game. So except this one is going to be, I'm going to name three different leaders in MLB history, and I want you to tell me which two are in the Hall of Fame and which one is not in the Hall of Fame.
I'm gonna coast through this right now.
You guys understand? So
yeah.
Wait for me to list them all off and then tell me which two. So the first one, the MLB all-time leader in home runs, the MLB all-time leader in hits, and the MLB all-time leader in Cy Young awards. So which one is not in the Hall of Fame?
all-time leader in home runs.
I was about to say the same thing, dude.
Barry Bonds.
You guys want to hear the craziest thing ever?
What?
None of them are in the Hall of Fame.
You're such a jackass, dude. None of them are in the Hall of Fame?
Pete Rose and Roger Clemens, none of them are in the Hall of Fame.
Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame?
Nope, because of sports betting.
Oh!
So none of those three are in the Hall of Fame. The all-time leader in home runs, hits, and Cy Young Awards.
Yeah, whoever's making the decisions that Barry Bonds – I know we talked about this in episode one or two, but whoever's making the decision that Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame, please – go somewhere else with your life. Hide away from civilization.
Hey, bro, yeah. This is why y'all got to tap into WLL, Women's Lacrosse League. We get our shit straight.
For real. But that's crazy. I just thought that was crazy. I saw a post about that. And there are more things, too, like leader and at-bats, like all that stuff. They are in the Hall of Fame. And so I just wanted to talk about that because I thought that was insane.
Yeah, You know what shocked Eli, what shocked me a lot? In the last episode, I don't think we talked about it enough. We talked about it a little bit, but just want to graze past it. Devontae Smith is the only player drafted out of Alabama to ever score a touchdown in a Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, insane.
And bro, you look at like an all time Bama roster. You're like, yo, you got some absolute dogs,
animals.
Yeah, yeah,
absolute like goats on there, bro. Or not goats, but like some like amazing football players.
Right.
Yeah.
That is the premier school.
Yeah.
When you think college football, you think Bama.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's because
it's crazy.
Yeah. It's because of Shane Gillis's joke, man. I learned a lot about Alabama football.
Alabama Jones.
They didn't they didn't implement those whites until 1971.
Whites.
Or the blacks. It was just whites.
Whites.
I love Shane Gillis. That's the end
of our show, dude. We're canceled.
We can't continue.
But
now we'll get into the NFL. Caleb's favorite part, Eli's favorite part, my second favorite part. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I ruined your thunder there earlier, Caleb. But you took my thunder all last week.
I just want my moments, dude. I was the notebook guy for this episode. I don't give a shit.
Except you weren't the notebook guy. You just took the lead on lacrosse and told me you read everything else.
Kiss my ass. Continue.
We have some news real quick before we get into your favorite team and stuff, Eli. Real quick, the news, the New York Jets announced that they are moving on from Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback.
You hate to see it.
I mean, it wasn't working out, bro.
I know, makes sense. Here's my thing with the Jets, right? The Jets right now, I mean, they have new light coming in. They have, what's his name? Aaron Glenn, right?
Yeah, the new head coach.
Aaron Glenn's coming in as their head coach. You know, there's going to be some new life, but I still don't see any potential coming out of New York. And I don't know. I think in a way, like the Jets went through a lot of problems this year, Aaron Rodgers being one of them, but I don't think being the leader.
Boys need a fresh start, bro.
Yeah, but I would also like to see, like, the Jets aren't going to do anything. Like, get themselves a good quarterback and put him behind Aaron Rodgers, man. Like, Aaron Rodgers is a veteran. He's not playing football for the fact that he wants to win another Super Bowl. He's playing football because he loves football. Just let him play and let somebody learn under him.
I think he's going to retire.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like, if he's ready to retire, that's fine. I only want him to keep playing football if he wants. Like, here's the thing. If Aaron Rodgers wants to keep playing football, who's to say that he shouldn't? He's an all-time great. Let him play the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
from like a health aspect, like, boy's getting old, bro. Like,
Tom Brady played till he was 45.
But Tom Brady was also Tom Brady.
That's
you
true.
Can't compare the two.
A-Rod, I love A-Rod. He is not Tom Brady.
He's not Tom Brady, but I'm saying they both take very good care of their bodies at that age.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I think they absolutely need to go out and draft a quarterback this year. And if Aaron Rodgers does retire, I know I've mentioned him a lot about going to a bunch of different teams on this podcast, but Jameis Winston is a free agent. Bring in Jameis Winston, have him mentor that rookie quarterback, and get him ready, because Jameis Winston's been in the league forever. Have Jameis Winston and him split the snaps, get him ready. That way when Jameis Winston retires, that rookie quarterback's ready to go and has that veteran mentorship.
Right. I actually think that the Browns this year I could be mistaken, but I think they went through four or five starting quarterbacks this year.
And Jameis Winston was the best one.
He was the best one.
I don't know if that was true, but Jameis Winston was
the best
quarterback.
But the two rookies, you had Bailey Zappe and, oh my God, what's the other guy's name? I can't remember his name, but Jameis Winston did a great job coaching those two guys up.
Yeah, because it wasn't Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson was too busy.
No, and who? Why is Kevin Stefanski even thinking of the fact that he wants to not start Jameis Winston, not re-sign him, and bring, like, I get not re-signing Jameis Winston because he was very rocky this year, mm-hmm. but also, why would you keep Deshaun Watson, arguably the worst quarterback in the NFL, in my opinion?
Oh, yeah. And nobody likes him.
Nobody likes him.
He's a bad locker room.
He's a piece of shit. And he's a piece of shit. Like,
crazy thing is, he's almost a better person than he is football player.
That's true, dude.
That's not a crazy take.
It's not.
It's not a crazy take. That's crazy. That's, you're right. yeah, man. So, yeah, they're moving on from Aaron Rodgers. Pivoting to our next point. Oh, do you want to keep going?
Yeah, I think, you know what I think the Jets need to do?
What's that?
I think that they need to re-sign their old guy. Because I don't think the Vikings are going to hold, and this could be a hot take, I do not think the Vikings are going to hold on to Sam Darnold again. I don't think they keep him around. Why not reconnect? I mean, he was the starting quarterback for the New York Jets. Go back.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Just because he couldn't get it done when it matters. Like, he choked in the playoffs and choked in that game against the Lions for the one seed.
I mean, still, he brought that team so far, like, way farther than what we were going to expect. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Looking at that Vikings team, bro, like, none of, like, as soon as I saw that they were, like, 11 and something, I was like, hold on, bro. Like, wait, when did this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have Kevin O'Connell winning Coach of the Year without Sam Darnold.
True. Oh, wait, Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson. The best quarterback in the NFL.
Best quarterback?
Wide receiver.
I disagree, but I'm with you.
Well, that's because you're a homer.
No, it's Jamar Chase. But
oh, okay. Anyway, we will.
I think they're just about even.
I think Jettis is better overall, but this year.
Yeah, bro, it's really just who has
you see that, Caleb? 10 minutes left. All right, so we need to move on. Talking about another wide receiver turned DB, apparently. Travis Hunter, the Heisman winner, will attend the combine as a DB.
Which kind of shocked me.
It doesn't shock me. I low-key feel like I mean, because, you know, I'm a Denver boy. I follow the Buffs a lot. Like, I think he has a higher ceiling as a DB.
Yeah. I would just love to see him go into the combine as a receiver, man. I would just love to see it.
Oh my God.
I think he'll try to play both and realize that you can't get that done in the NFL, and he'll just stick to DB. I think that's what's going to end up happening his rookie year. He's going to try to play a couple games at both, and it's not going to work out.
You're not prime time.
Exactly.
Bro, speaking of that, Jacob, you see PS2's talking about possibly playing some, like, offensive snaps?
Seriously? I didn't see that.
He was talking about it, bro.
Let's go. And then one more little piece of news before we get into mine and Eli's Denver Broncos. Tyreek Hill is set to race Olympian Noah Lyles. Did you guys see this?
The dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It is very dumb.
Low key, I think speed got him. I think speed got Noah Lyles, bro.
They've already raced.
Yeah, they raced, bro.
Yeah.
And I thought he won that, bro.
He definitely didn't win it. But it was close. It was closer than I thought it was going to be.
Okay, bro. I was way closer than it should have been.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Way closer than it should have been.
Yeah, yeah. But I think this will be a good race. I think the only thing that Tyreek Hill is gonna kill him is that he's short.
Yeah.
His legs aren't as long.
Low center of gravity.
Also, Dolphins, free up your cap space. Get that piece of shit out of your locker room.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, Loki, that post-game interview,
being a total douchebag, and you cannot talk like that when you underperform like you did.
Yeah, I agree. But I think we need to move on.
You got more baby mamas than Super Bowls? Shut up, bro. Shut up, bro.
True.
I don't want to hear none of that.
That's facts. So I think we kind of need to move on. We're running low on time. So, Eli, what's your favorite football team?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh. Shut up. Ew. Ew.
Eli?
Denver Broncos, bro.
Heck yes, brother. Another one. There aren't a lot around here, bro.
Broncos country.
Let's ride.
Yes, sir, Eli. See, I knew you were smart. This is why we had you on the podcast.
Let's go.
So, Caleb, I know you plan the Start Bench Cup for this week. Do you want to introduce it to us?
Yes, but I wanted to ask you something, Eli. Who is the star player that's looking to go to the Broncos?
I don't
Broncos
know.
Are looking to pick somebody up. I can't remember who
I've
it was.
Seen, I've, well, it's just
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
I've seen that. I've also seen Garrett Wilson and Zach Bond.
Ooh. Yeah, I think Cooper Kupp will be scary. You know, I've said it before on this podcast. I think the Denver Broncos are really going places. I mean, you have a quarterback like Bo Nix.
Yes,
you know, that yeah, dude, that guy is just he's gonna go very far. And I'm excited to see I mean, you know, the big rivalry that's kind of in the NFL right now. You're looking at Mr. Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen's kind of a big rivalry, although they are in the same conference. I would love to see a little rivalry between the boys. I think both of those guys are going to make Super Bowls, and I would love to see a Super Bowl between Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix at some point.
Ooh. Yeah.
So we need to crank out the Start Bench Cut real quick because we're running low on time.
Shut up. Don't tell me what's going on the freaking show.
But we also have some announcements to add on at the end of this show.
Oh, shit. My bad. I didn't know we had announcements. Okay. Okay. So I am going to stump you guys.
Nice one.
Encourage everybody listening at home to play along. So our Start Bench Cut, which is our weekly segment, for those of you who don't know how it works, I'm going to name off three players and we are going to start one, bench one, and cut one. This
Ooh,
is Denver.
You nailed that.
This is Denver Broncos edition. Okay. Today, Start Bench Cut, we have Von Miller, Patrick Surtain the second, and Demaryius Thomas. Jacob, you start us off.
No, bro. Okay. So this is so hard to judge because Demaryius Thomas played offense. But man, I don't even know, dude, cause you got the defensive player of the year and then you have my second favorite all time Bronco. I mean, Peyton Manning's my first, but Von Miller is my second favorite Bronco of all time. And then you have Demaryius Thomas. Like, ugh, why'd you make me go first?
The thing is, bro, you can't really be mad at any, like you can't be mad at anybody's choices here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to start it off? Cause I have mine ready to go.
Yeah, you go ahead and start.
I look, you got mine. I'll go after you.
Yeah, I'm going to start mine off. I am going to... Ready?
Yeah.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
We're hearing you.
I am starting Demaryius Thomas. I'm starting Demaryius Thomas just because when it is crunch time, Demaryius Thomas, rest in peace, was there. He was always there, and he always was that guy that you could count on. Not saying that's not the case for all the other players, but Demaryius Thomas, when you were in that situation, he was just ready. He was ready and he was going to win you that game. And that connection between Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas was unlike anything we've ever seen. Now I'm going to bench Von Miller. I'm going to bench Von Miller. And the only reason, because we have two defensive players here, the only reason I'm benching Von Miller is because PS2, yes, he's going to, whoever he's got, don't even try throwing the ball that way. But the reason I am I'm benching Von Miller is because he was scarier, dude. When Von Miller was charging at you, you are screwed. Like, you're dead.
So quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's quick. He's in there. He's in your face. And I'm going to cut PS2. I mean, defensive player of the year, amazing player. Still young. I'm excited to see what he does, but I just don't think I could put him above those two legends.
Yep. Eli?
Honestly, very similar to Caleb's. I'm gonna start Von Miller, though.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, you look at a lot of the success from that like peak Broncos team, bro. Like
that Super Bowl 50 Broncos team.
Yeah, like obviously that team was gross or whatever, but like a lot of that like success I feel like stems from Von Miller's presence.
And he was Super Bowl MVP that year.
Super Bowl he was. MVP that year. Yep.
So, you know, with that said, I gotta lean towards my boy Vaughn starting him. Yeah, I'm a bench DT, bro.
Yay! Mm-hmm. There we go.
Bench DT. like you said, clutch, clutch. When you needed him most, he's there. He's open. You know, very, in my opinion, very, very, very reliable. Yeah, I just feel like I haven't. It's not really even his fault, just because the Broncos past couple years sucked.
Yeah.
But like, I just feel like obviously we got to see a lot more of what, you know, PS2 could do this year with like a better team and whatever. Like Broncos, my opinion, being a top three defense, like him really leading that, like, obviously this is no shade to him. These are three phenomenal players, but like when it comes to DT and Von Miller, I got to put those boys just barely above him.
I agree.
Yeah. Jake? I'm going to do the same thing as Eli. I'm going to start Von Miller, bench Demaryius Thomas, and I'm going to have to cut Pat Surtain.
And I'm going to assume for all the same reasons.
For the same reasons. And it's not that I think Pat Surtain has the potential to get up there with those other two guys. But it's just too early in his career to say that for now. But we are running out of time. Real quick, before we end this episode, we have a super exciting announcement. This week, at some point this week, we are launching the Riding the Bench Media YouTube channel.
Let's go.
Yeah, we are.
First episode will come out this week. We'll be out on the golf course with Eli. Stay tuned for that. Follow the Instagram at Riding the Bench Pod for updates on that, for updates on this podcast. And then, Caleb, I have another announcement.
Yeah.
I came up with a sign-off.
Oh, come up with the sign-off. Let's do it. Let's send it off. But first of all, Eli, thank you so much for being here, brother. I love you.
Absolutely.
We've had a good time.
And in an applause right here, Caleb.
Yeah, and in an applause.
Thank you, Eli, for joining us. Thank you, all of you, for tuning in to another episode of the Riding the Bench podcast. Again, my name is Jacob Galindis.
My name is Caleb Brown.
Follow us on Instagram at Riding the Bench Pod. Thank you again, and stay benched, boys.
Ooh, wait, that's hard as hell. All right, peace out.